This is the most romantic story you're ever going to hear. So I did this comedy show the other day, right? It's going well. I know they're laughing because jugs are moving, tate are jumping, and buns are shaking. You know what I mean? The show goes so well that somebody gave their number to the club to give to me after the show. Thought, I can't contact this person. Doesn't work that way. I'm on stage, they're in the audience. But the club owner, Mark, was like,
hey, Paul, you got a cooler. You really got a cooler. She's really hot, man. You got a cooler.
So, Mark, it don't work that way, you know what I mean? We can't overstep those boundaries.
No, you got a cooler. I did some research. She's a doctor. She's a dentist and a doctor. And she's made some YouTube videos about mental health issues. It's about mental health issues.
I thought that's a good point. It would work for mental health issues. I've got mental health issues. But I ain't gonna do it.
No, Paul, you gotta do it. You've been single for ages. You've been single for so long.
He's got a point. I've been single for so long. I spoke to a priest the other day, and the priest was like, I've had more action than you, and that's from the congregation. People on death row have had more action than me, and that's after they've been electrocuted. I ain't gonna call her.
No, Paul, call her. Message her. Do something. You gotta do something.
But... Mark, calm down, man. I'll do something. So I sent a message. Hey, it's Paul. He left a number at the comedy club. And guess what she said? Nothing. She blanked it. I got ghosted by a ghost. I got blown out by someone I didn't even chat up in the first place. But she was right about the mental health issues because she added to mine. I know you're probably watching this. And all I've got to say to you is...
Return the message. Why?